Arla, Perk Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hatseveya Maloi Hasit Biklipe Arla. If a person dies, the width of a sit, so the measurement of a sit, if you, let's say, make the number 2 with your fingers, so you have those two fingers, you have the middle finger and you have the pointer, and you try to spread them apart as much as you can, so the distance between the fingers is called Mloy HaSit. And if you want to know how to double that, because the Rav brings us down, that a lot of times we'll see sit kuffel, a double sit, which is double this shear, is when you would take your pointer finger and your thumb, and you would distance those, because that's a much bigger gap. That's double this space. Nevertheless, so if a person died with Arla, and the Mishnah says, V'arogui bebeged, and then he took this amount of thread, and he weaved it into the garment, V'ein yadua ezehu, and you don't know which thread in the garment is this thread that was dyed with Arla. Just to know, because this is going to be Nagei in the future, the thread itself is not Arla, it's just the dye on the thread, and we don't know where this dyed thread is in the garment. Rabbi Meir Omer Yidole Kabeged, Rabbi Meir Lushitaso. He holds you have to burn the whole beged. It never is butel. We said a beged that's colored is a davar chashuv. So you see in this Mishnah, not just the beged is a davar chashuv, but even this one thread that's the size of a sit, that is a davar chashuv, and that can never become butel according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omerim Yala Be'echru Masayim. The Chacham say, just like they said in the past, this does become butel. It's not enough of a davar chashuv. Even a beged itself that's colored is not a davar chashuv. And all the more so, a small thread that's mloya sit is not a davar chashuv. Therefore, as long as you have in this same garment 200 versus this one thread, it's batal.